joy to be here in Melbourne and to have this opportunity of fellowship. You know, one of the things is that so oftentimes we don't get the same hospitality from place to place. I recall on one occasion going to a place in Buckinghamshire in England, and on this particular occasion I was going to stay with an elderly lady. And this dear soul took me upstairs to my bedroom, and on the way up the stairs she said, "I hope you don't mind, but the room you'll be staying in is where my late husband died." And I said, "No, that'll be quite all right." And as we got into the room, she said, "Since my late husband's death, I don't sleep here. I stay next door with some friends. I hope you don't mind." "Oh," I said, "that'll be quite all right." And with that assurance, the good lady, she left me, and I was left alone in that room. And I sat down in the bed, first of all, and it was as hard as this desk. And above the bed was a text: "All my springs are in thee." Well, I got undressed, and it was rather a cold night, so I decided to do my reading in bed, and switched off the light. Have you ever had that twilight sleep? You know, you're neither here nor there. Well, I was just in that particular position. Suddenly, I heard a creak in the stairs, and there was another creak in the stairs, and there was a creak right outside the door, and the door started to open, and in comes a tall white figure. This is absolutely true, absolutely true. I saw the look of unbelief in some people's faces. And this figure started to move over towards the bed. Then a hand went out underneath the clothes and touched my feet. I nearly had a heart attack. And the figure turned round, went towards the door, and the door closed, and there was a creak in the stairs, and I must have gone off to sleep. Next morning, the good lady of the house, she was singing downstairs, and when I got downstairs, she said to me, "Did you sleep well last night?" Before I could say anything, she said, "I hope you did. Because after I went next door, I remembered I hadn't given you a hot water bottle, so I came to feel your feet."